Hello, Zeres. This is Thomas, the author of The Hero Trap, and thank you so much for those in-depth questions. A lot of really exciting stuff. I thought this was a bit easier, so I hope that's okay. In your end, and else, we'll find a way of typing it up. But anyway, so I'll just go at the questions. So we start with question one. So could you share a bit about your growing up days, your family, etc.? So as you might know, I'm Danish, so grew up in a small island in the Baltic Sea called Bornholm, and actually both my parents are school teachers, so I guess that they from early on kind of gave me a sentiment of you know, society and politics. So that was very much the things that we were discussing around the dinner table. You know, two school parents, there is no television, so it's basically just discussing. So that obviously added quite a bit of societal engagement to my early days. And then secondly, obviously, I don't know how much you know about the region, but actually Bornholm used to be quite a traditional kind of fishing island. And when I grew up, you know, the fish stocks in the Baltic Sea were completed, and obviously a lot of those families depending on fishing went bankrupt. So I think that was my first and early days where I witnessed, you know, ecological degradation and what happens if we don't take care of our biosphere. So anyway, so that was a little bit about growing up. So question number two. So what originally leaned you into advertising and marketing and has kept you there for so long? I'd be completely frank, it was coincidence. Completely. I mean, I used to, and I still do obviously love writing. And at the time I was studying at university, I'd just taken a break. I wasn't really like super engaged and didn't really see the point. I was a bit bored. I was dating a girl at the time whose mom was working at an advertising agency. And so she was the one who told me, you know, shouldn't you just try out something that's called copywriting? And so that's kind of how I started. And my first book I read, and I still remember that to this day, was Ogilvy and Advertising. And I'm sure that you have read it as well. It is one of those classics. And I remember one of those photos in that book, this a picture of David Oglesby's estate. And obviously, you know, his Rolls Royce, and there's a helicopter on the lawn. And he says, you know, something like, you know, and yes, if you're in doubt, that is my helicopter. So I thought, hey, why not combine writing with what seemed to be good money? So that's how I kind of got into it. And, you know, through all these years, if I look back today and I say what actually kept me in advertising, and I think the one thing that kept me in advertising has been the people. I mean, the creative people, the colleagues. You know, I really like the idea that, you know, compared to a lot of other careers, people in advertising tend to be extremely diverse. And I obviously know that we have diversity problems. But, you know, one of my creative directors when I worked at DDB out of Scandinavia was a blacksmith. So how many, you know, industries can you see that? So that was question two. Question three. Can you do a once upon a time for us in the context of what the industry used to be when you came on board and what you are experiencing in the now? Wow, once upon a time, yes. So, you know, once upon a time, you know, we had kind of mass media, and obviously I remember my first digital brief, and I felt at that time that I had earned my way up in industry, and I felt, you know, why would I deal with a digital brief for a banner? Hell no. And I was just like, give that to one of the junior guys further down the hall. So, yeah, I mean, obviously this whole influx of digital, obviously in my kind of midway career-wise was something that obviously did change my career path. But you know, another once upon a time could be that once upon a time we really didn't give an excuse of language. Once upon a time we really didn't give a shit about anything that had to do with the environment or social issues. And today I'm really happy that our industry is slowly opening its eyes to many of the diversity problems, many of the social issues, and many of the really big challenges that are facing the brands that we are supposed to protect and love. So probably use the last one, please.